Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight, I am your host with the most and the baby face you love to hate. My name is AJ Atticus. And, you know, it seems to be a little quiet in here tonight. I don't see the head admin here, and Richard Priest isn't here yet either. I know he had his match tonight against Arden Murphy. Hopefully he shows up soon, but I'll tell you what, it's kind of nice having the studio to myself finally. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long, long, crazy night tonight, but you know what, let's just jump right into it. We have to thank our sponsors, the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee on Wednesdays at 7. Unfortunately, they will not be on this week. They're taking a little two-week break due to some personal issues that have happened, but they will return next week. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just get right into it with our Raw recap. Start off the night. You know, let's talk about my co-host, who's not even here for some reason. He feels like he can show up whenever he wants to, but if he showed up, I'd very much pay him congratulations on his win over Arden Murphy. You know, these two have a history with each other, and they have gone back and forth. Arden with one win, and now Richard with one tying it up. So I would love to see these two to face off at least one more time, get that rubber match in, and see who is the better man.
Good evening, Fantasy Wrestling Tonight. It is I, your two-time legend champion, and like St. Patrick, I slay the snakes of Ireland, the gentleman, Richard Priest. Hey,
oh,
Dad,
I guess
how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing all right. I was kind of a little bit excited, hoping to have a little bit more time by myself, but I guess it's okay that you decided to join me.
Don't you get enough time to yourself when you're alone?
No, actually, not enough. Not enough time. But, you know, I don't need this banter between me and you right now. You know what? We've been doing good. We've been seeing eye to eye lately. Let's just get into the show. I have to say, you know, sir, congratulations on your victory over Arden Murphy tonight. It was a hell of a match. I thoroughly enjoyed watching it. You know, how was it, I guess, finally getting the win over on him?
Well, the one thing you have to remember about mine and Arden's rivalry is, yes, he was up one match on me in singles competition. But in tag, Arden Murphy has never defeated me.
True. But, you know, we really look at singles competition more as a bragging, because in tag team, Arden Murphy also had a partner who didn't hold up in that, and that was Massacre. So, I mean, we really can't just pinpoint Arden in that one.
Yes, your uglier brother was to blame. I see how
absolutely.
You're going.
But, you know, so let's not just talk about you all night, because I'm sure you'll figure out a way to rope it all the way back to you again. We also had a match tonight against our European champion and our Warrior's Heart champion, our tag team champion, and our U.S. champion. Not different people, the same man, Kronos. And I have to say, I was highly impressed with that match. Both those men going back and forth with each other, but ultimately the match coming to a draw.
You know, when you have two great competitors like Kronos and Legion that have been in the chapter for as long as they have, you know, those two men and the rivalry that they have know each other very well. So the fact that it did end in a tie doesn't quite surprise me. You know, when you have two really good chess players, there's always going to be a stalemate.
But don't you feel Kronos as being the Warrior's Heart champion and the United States champion and the tag team champion, a triple champion, should have kind of had a leg up on La Familia's Legion? Or do you feel that Legion is just grooving where he's at to be, like, you know, in the standings of the Warrior's Heart champion and everything? Do you feel he's kind of boosted himself up by not just saying, hey, look, I'm European champion, I deserve more?
You know, I personally know Legion, La Familia's own, just like myself. He's hit a bit of a skid, but I think after winning that European championship, he is going to start proving just how good he is and turn everybody's heads on who he will beat here in the near future.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Absolutely.
Of course you would.
Let's talk a rivalry that's been going back and forth for quite some time now. Tank, who was on a roll for the longest time, he's taken a couple losses, but he is now one half of our first ever UXT champion, and that's Tank taking a loss to El Luchador de KC.
Which
Tank
I think is pitiful.
What was that?
I think that is pitiful. I have been in the ring many times with El Luchador and beaten him every time. For Tank not to be able to beat an old man like that, that is sad. And of course, Tank always rolls wherever he goes, or he eats the rolls wherever he goes.
No, very, very true, very true. But, you know, Tank, I mean, lately he's been a lot of talk. He's been very mouthy towards the POD. And I know lately, you know, he's kind of taken a step back, especially with the stipulation being on him, where he's kind of had to step back a little bit. And, you know, he's unable to compete for singles championships now for the better part of 2 months. It's going to be a rough road ahead for him, but, you know, he's tag team champion. He can still compete in singles competition. Just he cannot go for any singles title. But, you know,
even if he could, Tank would probably choke like he usually does. I think in that tag team match, Deodric Rain held more than his own in that match, having to carry Tank. And that is a lot of weight to carry.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, DeAndre Green did carry that match a lot. I think Tank held his own, though. But, you know, speaking of DeAndre, he too had a match tonight, his own individual one-on-one against Amazin, in which it came to a double countout tie. But those two men, I mean, they battled hard. They went back and forth. And I have to say, you know, the UXT tag team champion, kind of mouthy at times, but I mean, I do understand that Amazin can be as well. But you know, for not seeing Amazin for a while, he came back in and he held his own. I think he, as long as he can keep this up, I feel like he's definitely going to earn his spot back here in the FWWC. And not that he ever lost it, so I don't want him to think I'm paying him any disrespect. It's just not seeing him for a while, for him to come back, I think he's showing that he is, and he's here to stay.
You know, Amazing is one of the few people that I actually have a respect for that is not part of La Familia. I've actually been in the ring with Amazing in a tag team match, and he is just what his name says he is, and that is Amazing.
Absolutely. You know, let's move on to another steampunk collective guy, Professor Crapel. He was in a triple threat match against the masked assassin Robert, and I don't know if he's new, if he's a returning guy, Ghost, La Familia's own Ghost. Only reason why I say I don't know if he's new or if he's a returning guy, obviously I haven't been around as long as some other people have been, so I don't know if he's someone from the past that has come back, because he, to immediately show up in the chapter and be a part of La Familia, don't see that being something La Familia normally would do. I feel like you normally would have to prove yourself to be a part of it. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong there, but, I mean, do you know much about Ghost? Is he just some new guy, or has he been here?
The only thing I really know about Ghost is the fact that he is kind of under the wing of Legion. That's all I really know. Even to us, the rest of us in La Familia, he is real mysterious. I mean, he's almost as mysterious as Vincent Knight.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Before we get to the man you just mentioned, let me point out the fact that through this match, it was a very close match between Robert and Ghost, actually coming to a time limit draw between the two after Professor Colin Crapel, I guess, just kind of walked out halfway through the match. I don't know what the whole deal was, but I know the lights got real bright when it came back. There was a cocoa cup in the middle of the ring and a big thing on the Titantron saying, "Remember, I love you all." I'm not quite sure what that meant. Does this mean Crapel has left? Is he just bailing on the match? Or, like, I don't know where his mindset is. Obviously, I mean, did he snap and did the other Crapel come in and say, you know, "Oh, I'm done with this match"? I don't know. It's confusing to me.
You know, after mining Crapel's match, when I first won the Legends Champion, you know, Crapel never came back the same from that match. And I think after being that hardcore match and some of the head trauma I heard that he took from that match, Crapel may never be the same, and he might be even more out there than he was before.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, you mentioned this gentleman just a couple seconds ago, and I have to talk about the man, Vincent Knight. Very impressive. I do believe that he's still undefeated, correct?
I do believe this. Let's see, he got the heel deal twice, Tank, Robert, and yeah, that would make him 5-0, beating a legend in La Familia's own Nightmare Jones.
I would like to say I do find it slightly entertaining to find the man last week telling us we need to refer to him as legend, the legend Nightmare Jones. I don't want to disrespect him really in any way or a La Familia member. I want to let you know that much respect for every superstar we have. But to sit here and call yourself a legend and then be defeated by a UXT guy, that has to kind of sting a little, you know? Even with the impressive record that Vincent Knight has put on, I mean, you're a legend in this industry. You want everyone to refer to you as legend. And then the UXT guy shuts you down. I mean, what's that got to say for the legend Nightmare Jones?
Well, Nightmare Jones is truly starting to show that he is a legend in this industry, and if you don't believe it, go ask him, and he will tell you himself.
But I'm saying you can tell people you're a legend all you want. It's about going out there and proving it.
Correct. Like, the only true legend in this chapter right now is myself, the legend's champion.
All right. Again, like I said, you'd always find a way to rope it right back into you.
But
you
who
know,
else is it
about? I mean, I don't know, any of the, 40 superstars we have competing in the FWWC? I feel like it's about all of them, not just one single. But, you know, that's my thought process. That's just where I'm at with that.
And speaking of Vincent Knight, I would like to mention that the guy that he beat twice in a row, the heel deal, had a match tonight with former Warrior's Heart champion.
And yes, he did.
And then other than that one blemish given to him, well, the two blemishes, I guess you could say, given to him by Vincent Knight, once again, the heel deal pulls off a win over the former Warrior's Heart champion, the Metal What's-His-Nuts, Corbin Slayer.
The Metal Maniac. And, yeah, let's put this in perspective, too. We just saw a promo by the Metal Maniac Corbin Slater talking about how he feels that now that Masker is the UXT champion, that these two men coming in at the same time, having the same dream as each other, becoming UXT champion, that Corbin Slater feels that he deserves a shot against Masker for the UXT title, but loses to the heel deal, who also feels he deserves a shot at the UXT title. Where do you feel that? I feel that that kind of puts heel deal kind of over Corbin Slater in the running for that title. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel that both have a little bit more to prove before they get a shot. I think there need to be more matches, obviously a number one contendership match. But where do you feel it puts these two men in the running for that championship?
If Corbin Slater, who was a half-decent Warrior's Heart champion, being the top champion in the chapter, pretty much, in my opinion, should give him not a direct spot, but should give him the rights to claim a spot for any other championships in our group. Heel deal, like I said, other than those two losses, has a very impressive record going right now. Vincent Knight, undefeated, has a great claim if he would want to go for the UXT championship, and even Danny Lane, being the former champion, could make throw his name in the hat as well, being the former champion.
You know, I would have to agree with you. I feel Vincent Knight, obviously with the win over Nightmare Jones, definitely deserves at least a shot at number one contendership. I feel like if you're going to beat a legend like that, especially being undefeated in the UXT, I don't see why that's not a direct route into a number one contendership spot. At least, you know, saying, okay, whoever is vying for that championship would have to face him for that number one contendership.
Sounds fair to me.
Absolutely. No, I do believe, you know, with the Raw recap being done, we got a couple callers on the line. Let's talk to a man who I know is on the line right now. He is, in fact, a legend of this industry, and he doesn't ask to be called a legend. He proves he is the one, the only, Big Papa Kirk.
What's up, fellas?
How are you doing, Big Pop? Look, let me correct myself before Richard Priest does it. La Familia's own Big Papa Kirk. How are you doing,
good,
sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. I got a question for Richard Priest.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
I think me and you need to go one-on-one to find out who the true legend is.
sir, your tremendous record, your history here, the titles that you held here, sir, that makes you the true legend around here.
Yeah, but
are you just saying that because you don't want to fight him?
The title that you have right now, Rashard, you've had it twice. I never lost it.
And that, sir, is a tremendous, tremendous feat. And I actually hope to beat your record with this current reign as the Legends Champion and hopefully start to establish myself as a legend, like yourself, sir.
Yeah, you say that. We're brothers, but I'm telling you right now, I'm coming for the Legends Championship.
And I can't wait till that day, sir.
It'll be a pleasure.
Yes,
well, thank you, Big Papa Kirk. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Woo, Rashard, I feel like that's going to be a match, a really, really good match between you and Big Papa Kirk.
Gentlemen, 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 are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
How in the world is your first guest not going to be Nightmare Jones? AJ Atticus, don't think that I did not hear what you were saying. My record alone proves that I'm not just a legend, I'm the legend, Nightmare Jones.
Let your record speak for it. You shouldn't have
my
to call yourself.
My record speaks for itself at pay-per-views. You think I care if I lose a Monday Night Raw challenge? Was my title on the line? No. My record at pay-per-views speaks for itself.
But
you know,
lost a rookie.
Hello? Lucky, huh? Lucky. Well, let's see how funny you think that that this is. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, AJ Atticus and Rashard Priest have been put on timeout because they could not respect the legend Nightmare Jones. Nightmare Jones has officially taken over the FWWC tonight. Let's get into our next caller. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. Professor Quappell, you are live on the FWWC tonight with Nightmare Jones. How are you tonight, sir? It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Anyway, back to me, Nightmare Jones. I may have lost tonight, but don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. You have not seen the last of Nightmare Jones. I am your fantasy, your Universal Heavyweight Champion. Let's go ahead and bring back Rashard Priest and AJ Atticus. Maybe they have learned their lesson from their timeout about disrespecting the one, the only Nightmare Jones. Have you gentlemen learned your lesson yet?
You lost to a rookie.
Lost a million.
Have you learned your lesson?
Yeah. I have referred to you as a legend many of times, Nightmare Jones.
The legend. The legend. Gentlemen, you gentlemen have a nice night. Don't make me come back again.
So, apparently, if you refer to yourself as a legend, you can just cut us off and take over our show.
You know, and like I was going to say, La Familia's side. I don't care, to the point now, I don't care what Nightmare Jones wants to refer to himself as. Legend, cheater, crybaby, whatever. Nightmare Jones, remember this. I have one win over you already, and if you want to come onto this show and take it over again, I will make sure I have a second win on you.
Wow. I mean, big work. So you're telling me Big Papa Kirk has already challenged you to a match, and now you're stating that if Nightmare Jones wants to step up to you, you're going to take on another one of your La Familia brethren?
Actually, in 3 weeks' time, at the next pay-per-view, I want to call out, since he lost to me tonight, and he can't buy for my Legends Championship, I'm calling out Arden Murphy for an IC title match.
Ooh, that will definitely be interesting, interesting. Well, you know what? Let's save that for the page. Let's save that for the page. Let's move on. It looks like we got two or three more callers we want to get to before we move on to promo of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our triple champion, Kronos, the Titan of Time. Kronos, are you there? Oh, okay, I'm just getting aware that Kronos is gone. I guess, let's see, do we have, okay, I'm getting word, I'm kind of, going back and forth on if we should take this caller because, I don't know who we're getting when we do this, but ladies and gentlemen, Professor Krapel?
You want to know, where that cocoa drinking idiot is? Watch the chapter. And AJ Atticus, one
yes,
more thing. Phrasing.
Phrasing?
I guess Krapel just rolls on in and rolls on out.
Yeah, I mean, he just strolled through this like it was nothing. But okay, that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, what else could I have expected from Professor Colin Krapel? I guess moving on. I believe we have one more caller on the line. The Masked Assassin Robert.
That's
Robert,
like a typical.
Doing
just fine, AJ Atticus. How are you all doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Absolutely great. I know you're probably coming on with something you'd like to say to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter, but I would like to, I don't want to necessarily say be putting words in your mouth if it's something that you are trying to go for, but after your match tonight, tying with Ghost, do you feel that maybe you and him are due for a one-on-one match to see who is the true victor?
I've never turned down a challenge. Well, just before anybody else says anything, I did turn down that one challenge. But that's the past, and the past is back there. But I would, as long as a Ghost agrees to it, I will go for it. Don't matter when, don't matter where.
Nice. So did you have something you wanted to say to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter tonight?
Well, obviously that was like a typical Professor Krapel walking out on you all, and like he just walked out on the match tonight. Just very, very strange. Never could consider it, but that's what he seems like he's becoming ever since he joined the Steampunk Collective, walking out.
Well, at least he wasn't kicked out.
Yeah, I was kicked out. I mean, you bring it up again. But let's point something out. I would like to say, if you want to say Crapel walked out because he's part of Steampunk Collective, no one else in the Steampunk Collective has walked out on their matches. This is something new. You know, Crapel's a new member. Obviously, we know he's kind of torn back and forth. So Coco Drinking Crapel says he's not for being a part of the Steampunk Collective, but then the darker side of him says he's 100% for them. So do we think maybe it could possibly be an, like, argument of the mind, I guess?
Just like the broken side, basically? That's just no excuse. No excuse whatsoever. You walk out in a match like that, and that kind of, you know, you've had so much high hopes, and yet you walk out. What kind of message does that send?
Yeah, no, I gotta agree. I mean, it's definitely a weird message, especially when you're new to a group, faction, collection, whatever they want to call themselves. I don't know. I'm hoping maybe everyone will just be over that whole deal. But yeah, I think it's definitely got to raise some questions in the collective of, you know, what we're thinking bringing him in. But, you know, I appreciate you calling in. And I mean, hey, I look forward to seeing you versus Ghost. I think that would be a great match.
Oh, definitely. It must be. But thank you guys for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
Yeah, I loved how we talked to you and referred to you and asked you how you're doing, AJ, but doesn't want to talk to me. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? No one really likes you.
Speaking of somebody who doesn't like somebody, I forgot to mention, I actually have wrangled us up a very, very special guest, AJ, and I think you're going to love who it is.
Oh, yeah, who's this?
I will tell you when he's here.
Like now or later on in the show?
Later on the show when the special guest comes in, we talk to the special guest.
Oh, that's why you haven't been telling me who our special guest interview is. Okay, all right, that's totally fine. That's totally understandable. You know, Rick, well, tell you what, I have something for you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on our next caller, Arden Murphy.
I'm sorry, my I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that. I believe Arden Murphy, or is Arden Murphy on the line? Are we having technical difficulties tonight again? Am I getting messages that are false? Intern Timmy, what is going on?
You spineless, stubby, shillelied little imp.
Arden,
you hit me from
behind.
I can deal with it. You headbutted me in the face several times. I can deal. But when you spit in my face, Rashard Priest, you once again make things personal. You want a shot at my Intercontinental Championship? You've got it, you son of a bitch.
There's no reason to bring my mother into this.
Shut your mouth, Rashard Priest. If I wanted to listen to you, I would remove Nightmare Jones's testicles right out of there.
Ooh.
You prepare yourself, boyo, because your time is coming. Jimbo Slice has nothing on what I'm going to do to you the next time we meet.
And That sounds interesting there, Arden. Just make sure you bring a towel to wipe your face off next time.
Coming for you, Richard.
That's all fine and dandy. You can come for me, but no matter what happens in that match, win or lose, I still walk out the champion, my Legends Championship, that you'll never touch.
Okay, well, before we go on, I have to say this. Arden, phrasing. And that's all.
What the hell is up with this whole phrasing thing?
What? Phrasing. I mean, it's about paying attention to the way you say stuff. Like, phrasing. Like, you say something one way, it can be totally taken a different way. Like, the man who is supposed to be better than everyone, how do you not know that?
I do know
whatever.
I'm better than everyone.
No, whatever, whatever. Moving on. Moving on. Arden, I hate to say it, sorry. I kind of feel like Dad just smacked Mom at the dinner table, and everyone's sitting there like, you know, sorry for this, Arden, but it's like, you know, I'm sitting here being like, oh, eat my potatoes. You know, that's the way I feel right now. He came on with a little bit of heat. Kind of, I mean, didn't put you in your place, but just didn't really let you get a word in, really. You had to add a couple things, but not what he had. I'm sorry, he came with a little bit more fire than you did. I'm kind of like, why are you down on your game tonight?
Well, that's because, AJ, the spoils go to the victor. So April 30th at Payback, I will truly have all the spoils when I walk out, not only the Legends Champion, but the Intercontinental Champion.
All right. Well, you know what? I can't wait to see you and Arden do what people here in the chapter do best. And what do they do best, ladies and gentlemen? And that is promo. And I think now it is time for our promo of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, we like to, I guess, pay a little tribute to the people who we feel have put in a little bit of extra work and really caught our attention throughout the week, and let them know that they did a good job by letting them know that they are promo of the week. And first promo of the week this week goes to the man who was just on the phone, one Arden Murphy. With his announcement of his victory. What?
I did not vote for Arden Murphy. I didn't know he was on the ballot for this week.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about just who you voted for. It's an overall vote of the panel. And just because you said no doesn't mean that it's a no. You were still outvoted, and Arden Murphy won for his rendition of Black Magic Woman, taking curses off of his belt that we're hoping arrives to him soon, curse-free, from Voodoo Master.
Oh, he was singing? I thought he was doing an impression of a dead animal dying.
I mean, you know, some people could say the same about what you do, but, you know, not a lot of people tend to complain because I don't know if a lot of people watch what you do. But, Richard Priest, I will let you toot your own horn this week. Because there's no need for me to announce it. You tend to do it on your own. And I looked and I got outvoted this week. And our second promo of the week goes to none other than
me. 4 weeks in a row,
yeah,
of having promo of the week.
Yes, you got a promo of the week.
Yes, but that's 4 weeks in a row. I've gotten
four.
A promo of the week.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. I'm not even going to argue with you anymore. Whatever.
Because
obviously, your promo against Arden Murphy, calling him out for this match, it definitely got people's attention, and we applaud you. You did a great job. Moving on.
And
we also would like to congratulate one Vincent Knight. Promos tend to be a little bit the same pictures. Obviously, we haven't seen his face, but for a man whose face we haven't seen, he still tends to get a message across in a way that a lot of people can't when they do show their face in front of the camera. And I would have to say Vincent Knight calling out Nightmare Jones. It was a great promo. It was put together very well, like most of his promos. But again, Vincent, we want to see your face. We want to know who is Vincent Knight. Yeah, you know, Universe Mania 3, we saw video footage. He was there. But I was on footage. Richard, you were on the footage. Nightmare Jones was on footage. Even the Night Owl was on that video. The people we thought who were Vincent Knight weren't even there, so it's not like they could have been that him. So it's just, it's very confusing. I'm still stuck on who he is, and I want to see your face, Vincent. I want to see your face. So, but congratulations.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Joe from the Wrestle Talk Podcast. How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
Good, Joe. How are you?
I am doing good. You know, I couldn't help but hear you guys talking about the promo of the week, and, you know, I am an avid fan of the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter, and I was wondering if you guys would allow me to nominate a promo of the week.
You can always nominate what you want, but you're not guaranteed to win.
I'll tell you what, don't pay attention to Richard Priest. As host of this show, if you feel that there is a promo that you would like to state caught your eye and you would like to announce this promo of the week for our sponsors, the WrestleTalk Podcast, we will absolutely allow it.
Okay. So there was one promo that I saw this week that has to be promo of the week, and it had to do with the Night Owl and you, AJ Atticus.
Oh, I think I know exactly what
it was a great promo. So I think that the Night Owl gets a promo of the week.
Yeah, you know what? I know exactly which one he's talking about when we did the announcement for Tank, and I didn't like it or comment on it due to my my personal issues I had going on that day, the one day. And then the very next day, he went ahead and dropped the video footage of punching me, spinning me in circles, and throwing me through the NWL background. Yeah, that happened. And I do apologize. Like I said, I got caught up doing some other personal stuff outside of the chapter. I do apologize. But yes, I agree. Joe, promo of the week, the Night Owl does deserve a spot on our list.
You know, awesome. Well, gentlemen, you all have a very, very good night, and enjoy the rest of your show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. And we definitely look forward to the WrestleTalk Podcast returning next week.
Yes, next week. It's going to be a great show. You don't want to miss it.
Do you have any information on who might be on the show?
Oh, my goodness. Next week, I believe that we have a guy from Ring of Honor who is going to be on the show, but we're going to keep it kind of a secret. It's a kind of a big name, so it's going to be kind of a secret. Just keep watching the Wrestle Talk Podcast, the Joe and Renee Facebook, and you will definitely find out exactly who we're going to have on our show. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and announce who this person is we're going to have on our show. We're going to have Punishment Martinez from the Ring of Honor on the WrestleTalk Podcast next week. This dude is going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
Actually, Joe, I got a quick question for you. Just because I really love this guy, when is Rick Maverick returning to the WrestleTalk Podcast?
Hopefully
when
never.
When is Rick Maverick? Well, when Rick Maverick actually becomes a good wrestler, he'll become... I'm just kidding. Rick Maverick, I'm sure if you're listening, please do not come onto the show and attack me. Rick Maverick, I'm sure, whenever he decides to take over our radio show once again, he'll come on our show.
Joe, if I'm correct, well, I know I'm correct because I was there. Me and you both at Universe Mania 3 survived a Rick Maverick chop. And I got to tell you,
it
kind of tickled. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, kind of a little bit. Kind of, you know, I was expecting the worst, and I kind of got like a pillow chop, like, so I don't know. Maybe he just took it easy on us. I don't know.
But you know what? That might be it. He probably did take it easy on us. And you know what? I got to give Rick Maverick credit. At the end of the night, he did. He did gift me a Rick Maverick T-shirt, although I would have to say gifting is a very loose term because I did just receive a bill for $25 for the purchase of a T-shirt, and I don't know. It just kind of threw me.
And from what I understand, that's like double what he usually charges, too.
That's, wow. All right. Well, I'm glad he's not on our show.
All right, well, gentlemen, I don't want to take over your show, so you gentlemen have a very, very good night.
Absolutely. You too, Joe. We appreciate you you coming on and, you know, letting us know everything and putting up a nomination and picking a promo of the week. That's absolutely awesome, and please feel free to do it anytime you'd like.
Awesome. All right, talk to you guys later. Peace.
Yes, Joe. Thank you very much for coming on FWBC tonight, hosted by the guy next to me, and yours truly, Rashad Priest. But I have noticed somebody's missed a few shows as of late. I think this is his third show that he's missed, and I believe DeJuan Mills deserves to be put on the side of the milk carton this week.
Ooh, we put around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. But apparently, when you're so
happy, you like crazy. I miss you like crazy. Ever since you went away, every hour, every day, I miss you like crazy.
Yes, AJ, not even the head admin is safe from the milk carton. If you don't show up, if you don't do what you're supposed to, you're not here, you will find yourself on the milk carton, no exceptions. I would even put the night out on the milk carton if it came down to it. But, AJ, what are your thoughts on the Honorable DeJuan Mills being on the milk carton?
I mean, it's no shock and surprise. I mean, a couple weeks ago, even I, your host of the FWWC Tonight, was put on the milk carton moment. it happens. And I hear you laughing, Rashad Priest, and, you know, I see you sitting over there looking all smug. To you, there will be one day that something happens to you. I don't wish it. But something will happen, and you will have to miss out. And I promise the FWWC Tonight that Rashad Priest will be the milk carton moment of the week when that happens.
Well, here's the thing, AJ. That lets me know that you did.
I'll even have Arden Murphy announce it.
That goes to show you didn't even listen to the show that you missed, and you just took what I said in an email to heart. I didn't really put you on the milk carton that week.
Well, whatever.
Which brings me to the final segment of the night, where we bring in our special guest.
Yeah, I'm the guy who does the interviews, and you said you lined up a special guest, and I'm like, okay, well, who is it? And you've been keeping it a secret from me, and I'm like, how am I supposed to have my questions ready, person, and everything, if you're not even going to tell me who it is?
I'm telling you right now, AJ, if you shut up for a minute, our special guest tonight, after time and time and time again falling just short of the big moment, had his Universe Mania moment when he defeated Danny Lane for the UXT Championship.
No.
AJ Atticus's own little brother by, what, 3 minutes, 5 minutes?
Eight minutes. No. No, you know what? You know what? No, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. This interview is for you, Richard Priest. I will not talk to him. I'm out of here. I'll come back when he is done.
Wow. Massacre, are you there, sir?
Richard Priest, what do you want?
First off, congratulations, sir, on finally obtaining your moment. And on the grandest stage of them all, I finally hope that you win in the UXT Championship at Universe Mania 3, finally shuts up all the doubters, all the negativity that is put upon you, sir. With that being said, how does it feel being the UXT Champion?
You know, it feels great being the UXT Champion, but you talk about shutting up all the doubters. You were one of the doubters talking about me choking at every single corner, every single turn, every single opportunity I had. You were the first one to step up and put me down.
I'm sorry. Part of my earphones went out. I missed part of that. Brings me to my next question. How did it feel delivering the coffin, the nail in the coffin, or whatever your finishing move is, to your goofy-looking older brother?
You know what? It was half regrettable because he is my family, but that's what happens when you want to talk crap behind my back, when you want to take our personal business to people in the group that have no reason knowing what's going on between us. And you know what, Richard Priest? You want to talk about the nail in the coffin. You have almost felt the nail in the coffin before. And you know what? You might think that I don't pay attention to what goes on, that I'm not listening to words you say, that I'm not what everybody wants to say, that I'm not focused on what's going on. But you know what? I won my big one. I won my UXT championship. And you're the Legends champion. And when I get called up, that's the belt I'm coming after. And the last time I paid attention to something, you and me are tied. We have a tie. In matches against each other. We've had one, and we tied. And I think it's about time we settle that. So I want to go on record right now stating next Monday night, I want you on Raw. You spit in my partner's face, and you're going to learn that that's the wrong thing to do to anybody in the Steampunk Collective. You come after one of us, I get it. Don't expect all of us to step up, but when you spit in a brother's face, I'm coming for you.
I am a little thrown back that you would make a challenge towards me, sir, but I don't accept challenges from the lesser UXT members. I have more important people to get in the ring with, like Big Papa Kurt.
You've been in the ring with me before. Do not look at me as a regular UXT member. I am the UXT champion, number one in UXT, and I'm calling out the legend, Richard Priest. Step up or shut up.
First of all, I would like to say thank you and appreciate the fact that you refer to me as a legend. You know what, Massacre, I am feeling quite gracious. But before you really want to do this, why don't you call up Arden so he can give you a breakdown of what it's really like to be in the ring with me.
I've been in the ring with you.
That's right.
I don't need to fight anybody. I've almost beat you. Just because we came to the time limit doesn't mean anything. It's time to see who is greater than who. You keep saying you're greater than everybody, but you haven't been greater than me.
And you are correct, sir. In our one-on-one singles match, we went to the time limit draw. But I do believe any time I have faced the Steampunks with a number of different tag team partners, you guys fell short to me.
Tag team. Yeah, sometimes tag teams don't work out. One-on-one, you, me. It's simple, yes or no.
Sure, Massacre, you want to get in the ring again with me come Monday night, I will prove to everybody that you and the UXT Championship was a fluke. And show everybody
fine.
The two side of Massacre, and that is the choking side of Massacre.
Whatever, I'll see you on Monday.
Hey, AJ, you can come back on now. Your brother left.
He's gone?
Yeah, you can come out of the closet now.
I wasn't in the closet. Don't say come out of the closet, because then all of a sudden you're going to start all these stupid other kind of jokes. I was simply standing in the hallway.
No, truth be told, AJ ducked under his desk, sucking his thumb, crying.
Whatever. So how'd it go?
It went great. Your brother challenged me to a match, and I'm going to beat him next Monday night.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
and I told
good.
Him after I beat him, I am dedicating the match to you because of how poorly he treated you when you guys were in the Steampunk Collective and kicking you out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? I give you a lot of crap sometimes, Richard, and I do apologize for that. I feel like, we're kind of partners in this business, and, I couldn't have asked for a better co-host than you.
And I even told him, too, that you were thinking about coming out of retirement and facing your brother one-on-one.
No. I'm not going to, no. I'm not stepping in the ring with him. No. But you know what? As your host of the FWWC tonight, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but Richard Priest, I will stand in your corner on Monday night while you face Massacre.
You're going to stand in my corner, or you're going to hide underneath the ring?
No, I will stand in your corner. I will not hide from him out in the ring. I am 2-0 in the ring. I can't handle myself in a fight. Just sometimes when I get cornered by him, it's a little different. I don't have a plan of attack when he simply comes from behind and attacks me. There's just too much bad blood there. I can't. Let's just move on with the night. A little shaken up still. I do apologize.
That's right, AJ. Seeing as we're getting to that time of the night where it's time to wrap up, don't forget about our sponsors, the WrestleTop Podcast, hosted by Joe and Renee. You can hear them. They'll be back. Well, you can hear them usually every Wednesday, but they're taking this Wednesday off. Just log on to www.wrestletoppodcast.com. Click on the link to listen to the show. And it's one of my – well, it's my second favorite podcast to this one. But to my main thought of the night, I have no main thoughts of the night other than I beat Artie Murphy. I will be seeing him at the next pay-per-view on April 30th. And – oh, no, it came back to me now. I know, AJ, I know all about cheating, as you've seen some of my matches. And the reason that I am successful at cheating is because I have 6 successful marriages.
Sorry, I didn't do that one. Oh, you actually got me with that one. I have to admit, that one actually got me for once. Oh, usually I try and say, like, you know, all the negativity, but I apologize, FWC tonight. He hit the funny bone with me. That one got to me. But again, I cannot end the show with a negative message like that. I mean, you're talking about cheating and six successful marriages. Oh, that's so horrible. So, ladies and gentlemen, I leave you with this. I want to be around people that do things. I don't want to be around people anymore that judge or talk about what people do. I want to be around people that dream and support and do things. So have your dreams, support people who have dreams, go out there and achieve those dreams. Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight, thank you, and we will see you next week.